What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to another episode of Roxy Talks, where we discuss confidence, mindset, manifestation, and more. I'm Roxy Lee. I'm a mindset coach, and I'm here to help you banish your negative thinking and limiting beliefs so you can bring happiness, joy, and clarity to your life. Today, the question from the audience is, how do we let go, truly letting go, still saying that it's already here, but getting through to believing? Is it shadow work? What is exactly surrendering, and how do you do that so it can come to you? So, the idea of letting go is really about you no longer subscribing to the story or telling the story or insisting upon, here it is, no longer insisting upon the fact that you need this thing in order to be happy, in order to be fulfilled, in order to be in love, in order to be rich, in order to be skinny, in order to be whatever. You are no longer screaming from the mountaintops that if it isn't this thing, if I don't get this thing, then I won't be happy. That's the real problem. The reason why you're unable to manifest something when you can't let go of it is because the story that you're telling about it over and over is that you do not have it. It's really hard to get it. It's not coming no matter what you do. I need this thing. Why isn't it here? You are addicted to the story about it not being here. You're under the influence of telling that story constantly, okay? So what you really need to do is work on cutting off the attachment to it, looking at why do you feel attached to it? Why do you feel that you can't be happy without this thing? What sort of positive fulfillment do you get inside of yourself by not having this thing, right? Because there is a part of you that is manifesting it. That is unescapable. You can't get rid of the fact that whatever's in your 3D reality, even if you don't like it, you are manifesting it, right? That's inescapable. So looking at why it might be serving you in some way, getting to the bottom of it, getting underneath the issue and seeing what is the attachment there and then working to dismantle it. I like to talk myself through it. I do 360 method. That is my signature method for manifesting that I've created, 360method.co if you want more information. I work on dismantling the thoughts about it. I'm asking myself questions. Do I really have to think that about that? Is this really what it is? Is this serving me in a good way? What is this doing that is a positive for me? And then also simultaneously knowing that it's going to work out for me. So I'm taking the opportunity while things are happening that I'm not feeling super confident about, and I'm saying that it is what I want. I'm affirming that it is the way I want it to be, even though it may not look like that. And so I may know in truth that I'm actually not in the reality that I want to be in, but I'm not letting myself think that ultimately. I'm not telling myself that. I'm not letting that be my ultimate truth. I'm not thinking, oh yeah, I'm in my happy reality, but actually everything sucks. I really want this thing and I know it's coming, but actually it's probably not. It's been a really long time. That little thing at the end, I call it taking the train to Butt Town. That thing at the end of your sentence, yeah, but it's actually like this, it's holding you there. So you want to break through the things that you're doing in your own thought process and your everyday reactions, how you're telling the story, what you believe to be true about this thing in order to break through and release the block on it. There's several things that are in the way. There's several issues that you want to address. It's not just like one thing. And sometimes it is easy to let go of things that are just one thing with like one quick snip, like a balloon, and it's gone. But for the things that it's not easy to do that with, there's a lot more strings to snip. So there's more than just like one string that needs to be cut in order for you to move forward. So you want to make sure that you are cutting these strings, that you're not holding on to these attachments in all these unconscious areas that are keeping you attached to not having it without you even realizing it. So the things that you want to be thinking about it are, I already have it. Everything is working out. Things are going my way. Everything always comes to me. I always get what I deserve. I always get what I want. I always get the things coming to me. I always get the love that I deserve. I always get the love that I want. I always get the person that I want. I always get what I want. Everything is working out for me. Everything is flowing to me. It always flows in my direction. Everything always works out for me. Everything is always working out in my favor. And so the mindset is, I don't need this thing in order to be complete because I already have it, and or I already am complete with or without that thing. That's just extra. Like, yeah, I get what I want. Of course I want that thing. If I want that, I'm going to get it. It's not an if, it's a matter of when. Because if I want it, it's on its way to me. If I want it, it's already mine. So you're taking as many opportunities as you can to really release the hold that you have on whatever it is that you're holding on to, whatever it is that you're having a hard time letting go of. And in reality, again, it's not that you're letting go of wanting this thing. No one is saying, don't want it anymore, give it up, you never have to have it. That's not the story. The story is, get it or don't, you're going to be fine. Because you always get what you want. And everything you get is amazing. And then you get the next amazing thing. And then you get the next amazing thing. So is that cool? Is that cool? Is this thing cool? Yeah, all of them. Great. That thing, this thing, that thing. Yeah, absolutely. Taking the weight away from it. Making you the one in control. Putting the power back on yourself instead of having the power on this outside thing. You're saying, I can't be happy. I can't be fulfilled. I can't be rich. I can't be beautiful, whatever. I can't be in love until I have this thing, until this person does what I say, then I won't be happy. And that just simply goes against the power of manifesting. That goes against your power as the creator of your reality. And I'll tell you, for me, the best letting go story that I have from my personal experience is when I was letting go of my husband. This is before I knew about manifestation. So it was a very clean, very honest, untampered with manifestation. I didn't know I was manifesting. I really was feeling the feelings of, you know what, I surrender, and it worked for me. So at the time, I had been friends with him for a while. We had a relationship in my eyes, but there was no title. There was no official whatever. So I had a problem with that. And we were next door neighbors at the time. So there was like no chance that I was going to let him go and never talk to him again. We were friends. We were in the same friend group. We were always going to be in each other's lives. And I didn't want there to be negativity between us. And I knew I was going to see him again. So when I made the decision to release him, I had this realization of like, you know what? I'm no longer going to say that you aren't doing the thing that fulfills me. I'm no longer going to put that on you. I release you. I'm sorry for saying all this time that you have to be the reason I'm happy. I'm going to be happy myself. I am the one. Do you see how amazing I am? I'm the baddest bitch ever. Wherever I go, I'm going to get the person that is amazing for me. And I knew my worth in that moment. I declared it. I knew it. I stood by it. And I let him go with the most love in the world. And within hours, he came through and we actually came together and have had an amazing relationship ever since. And that was like 15 years ago. So, and it never went back to the old way. I changed how he was. I cleanly let go, and I elevated my mindset so high that I became magnetic to exactly the person that I wanted without trying anymore. And that's why it worked. So I actually reverse engineered the steps that I went through to let go and to move on and have that manifestation come through the way that I did. And what I've done is I've put together a series of my courses and trainings that you can take to give you the exact energy that I was in the night that I was like, okay, bye. I'm about to go out and be the most hottest bitch in the world and have anybody that I want come to me and find the most amazing person for me, which I did. And then that energy was exactly what was required for me to bring in the person that was most likely going to be there for me, which was him. Like, he was already there and he would have been able to come through if I had let that guard down sooner. So I took the headache away for you. So you don't have to wait as long as I did. You don't have to be banging your head against the wall, trying to figure out how to let go, how to get them, whatever. So I have a kit that is called the Ultimate Let Go to Get Them Kit. And it's exactly that. It is what to do beforehand, how to do the actual letting go releasing process, and then what is the aftercare that you need to do for your mindset to be that person, to maintain it so that you don't go back to the old way and manifest everything going back to the same way that it was. I'll pop a little QR code here in the corner that you can scan, and I'll also leave a link in the description to my Ultimate Let Go to Get Them Kit so that you can actually make this leap, letting go, surrendering, allowing the universe to do the work for you and bring in exactly what you want. No more waiting, no more headache, no more stressing. So I want you to comment down below. I always get everything that I want. I always get everything that I want. And this is your reminder that you don't have to do a bunch of things. You don't have to jump through a million hoops to get what you want. You just have to know that it's coming and allow it to come through without doing the damaging undoing of your manifestation work. That is the thoughts that are like eating away at you and telling you you can't have it, okay? So if that's where you're at, if you're trying to work on those thoughts and get that stuff out of your mind, 360method.co, that is my signature manifesting method, and it's what I do in my life. It's what I teach my clients. It's how I change my life and how I'm helping people manifest their dream lives all over the world, 360method.co. And if you want more of my help, I've got free content, podcasts, affirmations, meditations, ebooks, courses, all kinds of fun stuff at roxytalks.com. Thank you so much for joining. If you enjoyed this video, please hit like and subscribe. I so appreciate you. I love you so much. We're all raising our vibrations together. You have the power. I believe in you. I will see you next time.